When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, doctor, isn't there anything you
I'm
can do?
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Hey, what's up? This is Sully from Godsmack. Strap on those boots, baby, because you are now in the trenches of the war room with the one and only Mistress Carrie right here on the Mistress Carrie podcast.
What's up? This is Joe Rogan, and you're listening to Mistress Carrie.
Her hair is so lovely with the eyes.
Hey, this is Brent from Shinedown, and you're listening to Mistress Carrie. Hey, Carrie, go put your bra on, girl.
Hey, this is Steven Tyler, and you be listening to the baddest bitch in Boston, Mistress Carrie.
What's up? This is Aaron from Stain, and you're listening to Mistress Carrie.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters, and you're listening to the one, the only, Mistress Carrie.
Hey, this is David from the band Disturbed, and you're listening to the baddest bitch in Boston, Mistress Carrie.
Hi, Bruce Dickinson here from Iron Maiden. Yes, indeed. Miss Whiplash herself, Mrs. Carrie, is here to unchain your brain.
Hi, this is Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You're listening to Mistress Carrie.
This is Dennis Leary. You are listening to my favorite, Mistress Carrie.
Hey, this is Corey from Stone Sour, and you're listening to... You have the privilege of listening to Mr. Scary.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's Mistress Carrie reporting for duty from MCHQ for a bonus episode of the Mistress Carrie podcast. Brett Michaels from Poison obviously cannot sit still. After being part of one of the biggest tours of the year, the Stadium Tour, that rolled into Fenway Park for two sold-out dates, Brett Michaels is announcing next summer's biggest party, Party Gras 2023. This massive tour features the Brett Michaels Band, Night Ranger, Jefferson Starship, Steve Aguirre, formerly of Journey, Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray, and a host of other surprise guests that only Brett Michaels could bring together. He's promising an all-killer show with no filler, and it's rolling into the Xfinity Center in Mansfield, Mass. On Friday, July 21st. Tickets for the show go on sale this Friday, December 9th at 10 a.m. So Brett Michaels decided to give me a call and fill me in on everything that he's got going on. And it's always a lot. So allow me to introduce you to the one and only Brett Michaels. Hello?
Hello, this is Brett Michaels calling for the ever lovely Mistress Carrie.
What's up, Mr. Brett Michaels?
I am doing awesome. I'll tell you what's up. I am coming to see you, and I have got nothing but Party Gras, Mardi Gras on my mind. It is going to be an incredible fan experience.
Wait a minute. Aren't you sick of us? Fenway Park was the biggest date on the Stadium Tour. You were just here. You love us this much?
beyond love you. And remember, at that show, did you see the side of the stage? I had more friends and family up there than may have been actually in the stadium. I looked over, I go, wait, I think it's double. If you go just behind me to the side here, we had such a incredible 2 days there. I can't explain it. And remember this, I'm a baseball fanatic. So this is what I said on the stage that night. I said, this is like a home run and a home run, and the fans just, it was a party. I like to think that every band on the stadium tour brought something special, right? But without a doubt, I'd like to think with myself and the Poison Hits, we delivered an absolute raw, real music party. Just, we wanted the fans to know we were grateful.
All of the bands seem to have extra long guest lists when they book a show at Fenway.
Absolutely. It gets, and my best, one of my best buddies, my one of my first drummers ever, and we grew up together, and he is from Boston, and I cannot explain to you what a great time we had laughing. He's in my first autobiography. His name is Adam. We call him Wicked Six. You know what I mean? He just, it was, we had a good time.
We like to party, especially in the summertime. Of course, we wait a long time all winter. You're a Pennsylvania guy. You know how hard it can be.
I do.
So
I
when
do.
The warm weather shows up, sun's out, guns out, baby.
Sun is out, gun is out. And I'm going to tell you, when we come there, this party girl, I have been working on this since, you got to remember, 19, then 20 was the stadium. Then we shut, all of us pretty much shut down for a couple years. And then the Party Girl launch in 23, we're going to see you Friday night. I cherry picked. I needed a Friday night. Friday night's a good party night. Everyone's worked. They're ready to have a great time. And we're making it Brett's Brew and Barbecue. It is a really good time. But the show, the bands I'm bringing with me, how I designed it, is that it's all killer hits, no filler. And all of us, I said, no egos and attitudes. This is friends, people I've known forever. We're going on that stage. And at the end of the night, I bring everyone up, but it'll be Steve Ajari from Journey singing his hits with me. Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray bringing party songs. And then I'll do Nothing But a Good Time, Talk Dirty to Me. Then we'll do a couple Journey songs. It's an absolute party.
This tour is already giving me something to look forward to through like this very long winter. I'm just hoping we don't get as much snow as they got like a couple weeks back in Buffalo.
Are you kidding? Listen, and all my, again, when I say I have a lot of family in the northeast-ish area, I have my buddies digging out. They're like, I hope you're enjoying right now living in the southwest or southeast or wherever you are. They go, because look at this, and literally the car was covered. I said, I get a remedy for that. This summer, it is the party is on. Party is on.
You have been in warm weather for so long now. Is your blood thick enough to go home and spend time there during like the holidays in the cold weather? Or do you make them go to California?
No. My blood's thick. I kept the blood thick. I like going back. You know, I come back no matter what. I bring my family. I go back and see the trees. I've got to see the changing of the leaves, the fall. I love it. So my blood remained thick, but I'm not going to lie to you. I live then or now. I'm not going to, I like a summer party. Everyone's in a good mood. People are having a great time. And that's what we're going to bring on the 21st of July.
You can tell that rock fans had all of that bottled up party over COVID, where it was just like, can we go to a concert now? Can we go to a concert now? And then we finally got to go, and it's been insane.
And it's going to continue. I tell you why. This, because of the stop go, can we go out? It's what happened with everybody when they finally just said, I'm going out. We're resilient. We're gonna do our best to fight through this. But when it got unleashed, I don't know if you heard the first words I said on stage night one at Fenway. I go, I don't know about you, but I've been waiting 2.5 blank, blank, blank in years for this party today. And I'm not leaving, damn it. I'm not leaving this. The minute I got done with my show, I went up and watched Def Leppard. I hung and saw Joan. I said, I'm enjoying every minute of this.
It was heartbreaking to be behind a microphone saying the tour's postponed again. The tour's postponed again. I like it a lot better when I get to be on the air with you announcing a new exciting tour that's coming next summer. This is much better.
Much better. And like I said, we're ramping up. What we're doing is I told everybody, look, there's a lot of great bands, a lot of great music happening. I need fans to know this. I worked really hard to keep the tickets as absolute fair as I could. In other words, hard with Live Nation saying, let's work with this. There's a lot of good shows. People want to see other stuff. I hope Party Girl is one of it. But I said, here's the bottom line. If they can go out and have a great time, and I'm throwing something that's never quite been done before, so it's going to be either completely insane or the hottest mess ever. either way, you're going to win, right? Either way, it's a win-win. I just know there'll be a lot of great songs. And knowing this, we're going to win a whole Rock Your Holiday Happiness. And that way, people, you know, they through the holidays, all the way up until July, or sorry, my apologies, all the way up until January, they can buy amazing tickets at great seats and just let people experience the Party Girl.
Speaking of the holidays, you got a lot going on, including this Home for the Holidays special that you're doing with Tunnel to Towers, which, you know, working with the troops, it's a huge soft spot for me. I love all of the work that you do with our veterans and first responders and Gold Star families. Tell me what's going on.
Absolutely. So Tunnel to Towers and me, we've been connected for a really long time. And it's both for us, it was the FDNY. They came out and in Phoenix, Arizona, we barbecued for all of our returning veterans, men and women that may be going through a rough patch in their life. And it was you can't make up my life story. It was a hailstorm. I'm not kidding you. It dropped down to like 30 degrees when the day before was like 82. While it's, I'm not making this up. People have to see this. It almost went completely viral. I'm out there barbecuing with the FDNY. We're making food. I'm literally barbecuing it, walking it over. I told the vets, sit down. I got you. And I'm serving food. I'm the son of a veteran. My whole family serves. So I said, you sit down. I'm taking care of you. And as the hail came, all the camera crews are scattering. And me and the vets and the FDNY said, no, I'm not leaving. Let's go. You're going to have a little hail on your burger, but we're going to make this great.
There's barbecue present. We're not moving.
There was Brett's Brew and barbecue happening, and we had a good time. And people can check out not only the special, but we're going to honor, again, I do this zero politics, just this. I honor our vets and everybody on our hometown heroes on stage every night. And it also gives Party Girl a purpose. It's a concert, a party, but every city we play, we leave something, a charitable donation and some awesome dignity behind.
Speaking of the holidays, tell me what holiday tradition you're most looking forward to. And out of every holiday gift you've ever been given, even when you were a kid, what was your favorite?
All right, so here we go. You ready for this?
Yep.
First of all, my tradition, my favorite holiday song is the most traditional, the Christmas song, Nat King Cole. Right?
Good one.
That's number one. Then we, without hands down, Thanksgiving dinner with all my everybody, family, usually held in Pittsburgh. We all get together no matter where we are in the world and we're doing it this year. And then my favorite gift Christmas morning was always the football uniform. Like I could see the old school box that it came in, you know what I mean? And I knew, I'm like, oh, it's going to have a new helmet in it. I'm a sports fanatic, but I love that. And as the weather got better, huge motocross and supercross guy. So if I got a new helmet or some racing gear, that was number one.
It's so sad that you are such a sports lover and that you were not born in Boston, dude. We would love to have you.
I support Boston. You know I do.
I know.
I'm out there. I'm at the game. But born in the burg.
I know. I know.
All's fair. I said, even my best friends, I hardcore Patriots fans, hardcore Sox, hardcore, you know, I just want to say this. We all are still friends. That's all I'm going to say. I said all fair and love war in sports, all right? I said, can we still be buddies? Yes. All right, good. Yeah. All right, here we go.
When the game is over, we can be buddies.
Not during the game.
That's
never
right.
During the game.
That's right.
But I got to tell you, you are such a sports town. That's probably where half, like when I ran out on that stage and I said, at Fenway and when we're at Mansfield playing, and when I run out there, I say, man, this is just such the vibe there, the energy you all have is, you got to bottle that. And I'm telling you, it's incredible.
Us East Coast people got to stick together.
We do. We do. And it's an energy. It's an energy that's unbelievable.
Everybody thinks we're jerks, but we're actually very nice.
I don't feel like any of us Northeasterners are jerks. I think we actually will. We would. Let me say this. We're loyal. We would die for our friends and family. I think we're good people. We just have a lot of energy when it comes to sports.
And no time for BS.
No time for BS at all. And that's, I think that's also what throughout my career, I'm straight up honest with the fans. I go out. It's sincere. I'm grateful. They know I'm grateful. They know I'm still a fan of music. I think this is the most important part of the conversation. I'm a fan of music. Like I would play, let's say this, when I was out with Def Leppard and we played Mansfield, I got in my tour bus and flew over to see Bruce Springsteen finish his set. It like, I couldn't get, you know what I'm getting at. So I partied with our fans, went over and saw the boss. It was great.
Well, I cyberstalk you on social. I know you're always hopping on the jet. I know how you do it, Brett Michaels.
Come on. It's just to get around. It's a party work vehicle. Can we use it as that?
Sure. Hey, before, I know you got to run because you're super busy, but I just want to clarify your new song, Back in the Day, the DJ on the radio and the lyrics, written about me. Yes or no?
Yes, 100 million percent. I would never tell a lie. Let me just give you a little of this. I cannot wait. When you're blowing this up, we got a little piece because it's released officially in January. It is. I just love this song. It's just back in the day, the radio played our favorite songs. The DJ'd say, crank it up. I can't explain that throwback to greatness that is now, not then, then and now. And my daughters, 22 and 17, they love it. Like, they're like, that's what their parties are now. They're mixing great music all the way around, and I love it. I hope you enjoy the song.
It really is cool how younger music fans, that it's not genre specific anymore. They just want good music, and it's a little bit of everything.
It is. My daughters get to a party, right? Holiday party. And they were playing everything. But you want to know what they partied the hardest to? I need fans to hear this. All of their friends from the ages of 17 to 22, 23, you know, high school, college age, they were partying the hardest to Talk Dirty to Me, to Shook Me All Night Long, to Welcome to the Jungle. That's when they started like jumping around and being the craziest, because it's just good, raw, real music.
Good music stands the test of time. It just does.
Indeed. Indeed.
Brett Michaels, another in a long list of rock stars with rock star revenge, the father of beautiful daughters. It's always how it goes.
It might come up and damn it. They got me. It's rock star revenge. I got my comeuppance.
But you're a girl dad, and you're a badass girl dad.
Thank you. I got to be honest. I love being a dad. I love being a dad. I love having a great time. I'm going to tell you, you know what my daughters thank me? This is the honest to God truth. We have go-karts and stuff like, you know, we have a track. We race them. They would get so mad at me when I would make them park it between trash cans. They're like, Dad, this is the most boring. I said, you're going to thank me when you turn 16. I said, one day when you can parallel park, you're going to thank me. And they got the driver's test, passed them instantly. And I finally got a thank you.
See, that's your East Coast parallel parking stuff.
I had to teach him. I go, do you know how many cars I dinged up? And I said, you're not going to do this. I'm going to teach you how to pass that test. And they'd be racing all their friends. I'm like, here. And their friends are like, what are we doing? I'm like, you're going to thank me later. Trust me.
Can you still parallel park, you?
I can pull a parallel park better than, trust me, I've got it down now.
I'm going to test you in the parking lot of the Xfinity Center on July 21st.
You set up those trash cans and I will wield it right in between there.
Brett, happy holidays. So excited for this massive Mardi Gras tour next year. Totally looking forward to it. And it was so nice to hear from you.
It's so great to hear your voice. Thank you for your energy. I can't wait to see you on July 21st. And thank you for just being awesome.
Well, right back at you, baby. We will see you very soon.
I can't wait. Have a great day.
There he is, the one and only Brett Michaels. The Brett Michaels Mardi Gras 2023 is rolling into the Xfinity Center in Mansfield, Massachusetts on Friday night, July 21st. Tickets go on sale this Friday, December 9th at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. It's the Brett Michaels Band, Night Ranger, Jefferson Starship, with special guests including Sugar Ray singer Mark McGrath and former Journey frontman Steve O'Gary and more. Check the links in the show notes of this episode to get your tickets and to check out this episode's corresponding playlist. I make a playlist for every episode of the Mistress Carrie podcast that features all of my guest music and all the music we referenced in the interview. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to follow, subscribe, and share the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Plus, every weekday, you get the Sit Rep. The Situation Report is all of your rock news, music headlines, and industry info in 5 minutes. Plus, you never know when we're going to release a bonus episode. Join me live every Tuesday night at 8:30 Eastern on my Facebook page for my live video show, Cocktails in the War Room. And you can always find me on the radio on The Mistress Carrie Show. Get the details on all of it at MistressCarrie.com. The Mistress Carrie Podcast, a proud member of the Pantheon Podcast Network.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Long Shots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Long Shots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that... Also, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.